Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 20th edition. Hope you guys had a fun Wednesday of action. The day slate went kind of as predicted. Cardinals went off. D-backs were pretty fun. Rangers went off. So my three contrarian stacks, bing, bing, bing. Pirates did their thing. Steel was good, not great. Pitching was the conundrum, depending on who you took in that one. Max Scherzer got tossed. That was amazing. So fun stuff there. But yeah, it was a fun morning of action. Things went pretty well. The evening was an absolute S show, as you'd imagine. That's what we talked about beforehand, talked about in the Discord. So it's pretty wild as well. We got five games on Thursday starting at 6:35 p.m. Eastern time. It's a bad slate. I'm just going to say it as nicely as possible. It's bad slate. But we'll break it down for you. We'll get you ready. First off, if you need to find me, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Get all my podcasts there, my written content, and much, much more. If you guys are interested in my DFS cheat sheets, plus season-long content from myself, Mike Curlin, Michael Simeone, and Jorge Montanez, come join us at Game of the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTEFantasy. For as low as $5 a month, you can get started with the fun there. And we're almost up to 300 members. Pretty fun community over there, having a good time talking baseball, playing fantasy baseball, and much, much more. All right, let's talk about the totals. Five games slate, get you in and out of here as quick as possible. Rockies at Phillies, total of 9. Dodgers, Cubs, waiting on the total. Wins, waiting because of the weather. It might rain, it's windy. Might have a four-game slate before things are all said and done. Reds, Pirates, total of 9. Padres, Diamondbacks, 9.5. Sense in a trend yet? Mets, Giants, 8.5. Pitching's horrific. Horrific on this slate. The top price pitcher should be owned in over 80. I'd say it should be 100% owned. He won't be. That's the way it works, but Kode Senga's 10-3 at the San Francisco Giants. Giants offense, booty. It's better to be a lefty. Trevor Rogers was doing great till he got hurt. I'd still trust Kode Senga. Senga had a rough outing in Oakland, of all places, his last time out. Prior two starts are outstanding. Very, very good. And he still had 7 Ks in 4 2/3. We got 4 runs against the A's. It just wasn't an ideal start for him, but I'll take that with a grain of salt. Got up to 96 pitches. That's a season high. So let's get it back. Let's have him make it happen against a bad Giants offense. Hopefully it doesn't go bad 2 in a row. Because when we get back to the rest of the pitching here, he definitely has the highest ceiling on this slate. So I'm going Kodai Senga at 10-3. Your contrarian plays, if you need to, just stack the Giants and do whatever else you want to do, and you're good to go. That's just the easiest way to look about it, is stack the Giants and have fun everywhere else. But I'll play Kodai Senga at 10-3, and I'll differentiate because, in my mind, I'll take the pitcher I trust the most. And that means I can get bats from 4 other baseball games. Pretty much, and because you can get bats everywhere. So Kodai Senga at 10-3 is what I'm looking at. Michael Wacha at 86 is a pretty interesting play. He brings a very good floor and okay ceiling. Expert at 35 points a couple games ago. His last start, not so great. Minus 5.5 against Milwaukee. He was great at Atlanta. Go figure. He's been great on the road. His one start on the road was awesome. 2 starts at home, not so good. Well, hey, back on the road in Arizona. Arizona coming off their road trip as well. I'll take Michael Wacha at $8,600. And the only other guy I'm really looking at on this slate, I want to say Ronzi, but I'm not going there just because his control's been so bad. He's got a decent ceiling, though. I'll say Ryan Nelson at $7,800. I don't like it just because he's facing the Padres, but 14 points, 16.5. He's gone 6 innings and back-to-back starts, no more than 3 runs in any starts of the season. Just the strikeouts aren't high, 4-3-3. So he gives you a pretty decent floor, but the ceiling's not too high. Then again, on this slate, a floor is really good because pitching's so bad. So I don't mind looking at a guy like Ryan Nelson. It's just atrocious. So Senga's the guy I want. Walker's intriguing to me. If I knew what they do with Manaea, I'd talk about it, but they keep yanking him early. So it's Senga, it's Manaea. Be it Senga, it's Walker, it's Ryan Nelson, And if the weather's favorable for pitching, Jamison Tyon at $8,000 against the Dodgers. Dodgers offense has not been anything special right now. Mookie Betts should be back from maternity leave. But if the Wrigley weather is pitching conducive, I'll take some Jamison Tyon as well. We'll have to wait on the extra chances of rain and other fun stuff there as well. So Kota Senga at 10-3, and then piece it together with Waka, Nelson, or Tyon. May the force be with you always.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. Let's talk about some bats on this wonderful slate. And we'll have plenty of them. Catching position for you here. You can go JT Realmuto. I said he's heating up if you'd like. He's 59. Or you just save some money and you drop down to the likes of I want to attack Grove in for the Dodgers. He's coming back from the IL. A lot of pitch to contact. Yan Gomes is 3K. That one's interesting. Again, depends on the weather in that game. But cheaper options of Francisco Alvarez catches for the Mets. He's 25 versus Manaea. I like that. Gabriel Moreno's 2,400 versus Waka. Those are kind of the angles I'm looking at for now. Looks like I'll be punting the position, barring something crazy happening. That's probably the direction I'll be going. Just give me Yan Gomes and below, and we'll see what the starting lineups look like. First base, now it gets fun. Pete Alonso versus Manaea at 58. That's interesting. I kind of like that. Give me some fun there. I love targeting Manaea with big, powerful right-handed bats, so that's good. Alec Baum against Feltner. I'm a big fan of that back in Citizen Bank Park. Against the Rockies for Rockies' first game out of Coors. Feltner at $4,700 is one. I will say Matt Strom, he's day-to-day. If he's going to pitch. It's just a matter of how long is he going to go. He went 67 pitches. He's one if he's healthy against Colorado at 7K. That's interesting too. So a lot of this dictates on lineups, but like Senga for sure, and then you mix and match. That's why I joined the Discord. I'll give my info when I see lineups, but like I might just go Strom and Senga for all we know. It's just Senga for sure, piece it around that. Back to the first base, Baum at 47, I like quite a bit. And then it goes down, like Cronenworth, I don't mind at 38 versus Nelson if you're stacking it up there with the pods. We have some fun pods news coming up when we get to a different position. For those that have been sleeping under a rock, I got you there. If you're targeting Waka, Christian Walker at 32 is okay. But like Jason Vossler of Cincinnati at 29 is contrarian versus Contreras. Pavin Smith went deep again on Thursday. I've been playing him lately. He's down to $2,800 versus Waka. I think Waka, he might be popular on this thing. So Arizona might be a fun little angle to go to. If the weather is okay in Chicago, Trey Mancini's 27, Eric Hosmer's 26. Hosmer went deep on Thursday in Oakland. So keep him in mind. But I'm telling you, these are some bad baseball teams. Like Pete Alonso by far is the best player. And you kind of piece it around that one. Second base, Jonathan India is fine. Ryan McMahon versus a lefty, kind of like Nico Horner at 45. I like a lot. I hope the weather's good in Chicago. It's a great spot for the Cubbies in this game. So Nico Horner at 45. Ketel Marte's heating up. He's 43 versus Michael Wacha. You got Bryce Stott at 39 versus Feltner. I like that as well. Mentioned Cronenworth already. So second base leagues have some better options. Perdomo of Arizona's 36 versus Wacha. Rodolfo Castro, who I love. Pittsburgh bats is one against Jared Weaver. I know it's Pittsburgh's first game out of Coors, Coors hangovers, all this stuff. But, man, Luke Weaver is coming off the IL for Cincinnati, and he sucks. Like, that's the nicest way I can put it. He's not good. Now, it's the Pirates coming out of Coors, so he'll probably make me eat my words there. But Castro at 32, he went deep on Thursday. I like that as a cheaper option. Other than that, not a whole lot else. Third base for you, Max Muncy at 49 is very enticing. Machado at 48 is great as well. Mentioned Baum at 47. You got Patrick Wisdom versus Grove at 46. So nice pay-up spots here. Cabrian Hayes is up to 4K. Well worth it. First Weaver. Cabrian's swinging a very, very good bat. So I like that as well. And then if you're looking for some cheapies, Nick Senzel has been stealing bags. He's $2,400. I'll throw that out there. He's third base outfield. And then still too cheap, Brett Beatty's 2K. Not sure he'll be in the lineup versus a lefty. But if he is versus Manaea, I like him a lot at 2K. Shortstop Trey Turner had a big game on Thursday. He's $6,300, like that. Dansby at 57 is just fine because I love the Cubs versus Grove. But then Francisco Lindor, switch hitting versus Manaea at 49 is a nice price tag, very nice price tag. Xander Bogaerts at 5K is fine too, but Lindor hits lefties very, very well. That's a good price tag in that matchup versus Manaea. You got Perdomo at 36 that you can take a peek at as well, but pay up at shortstop. Go Lindor higher at shortstop at this point in time. And then outfield, love Schwarbaum's versus Feltner at $6,100. That's a great play. Reynolds at 6K is just fine. I like paying that much for Reynolds when he's in Coors, not so much on the road, but fine. I like the Schwarber play at 61 quite a bit, though. Suzuki and Happ, 52 and 51. I like Happ more than Suzuki, but both are in play for you against Grove, again, barring the weather. Love Brandon Marsh at 49. I've been talking about him every day. Hopefully you guys have been playing him. He just continues to crush baseballs. Jake Fraley's intriguing at 48 versus Contreras. I like Marsh at 49 much, much more in those matchups. Going down to the low 4Ks and below, James Outman has been leading off with Mookie out. He's 4K versus Taillon. Love Corbin Carroll at $4,000. I liked him at 31 on Thursday. He put up 19 points for us. He is swinging it and swinging it well, folks. 4K versus Michael Wacha for Carroll is still cheap. You got TJ Friedl at 39 is not too bad either versus Contreras. Like that Carroll at 4K quite a bit, though. Trent Grisham, especially hitting towards the top of San Diego lineups, 36. We're going to have to wait and see, though, where Trent Grisham is hitting because I'm saving the best for last on this one. Cody Bellinger at 33, if the weather's nice, is very – he's swinging it well. I like him versus Grove as a discount at $3,300. Going down below 3K now. Jack Sawinski at 29 is not a bad value. I know he's coming out of Coors, but still $2,900 is nice and cheap in that matchup. I mentioned Nixon Zell at 24 if you need to go there. Alec Thomas is $2,100 versus Wacha. He's playing very well also, but let's have some fun, folks. Let's have some fun. It is Thursday, April 20th. That means we have a new shortstop in the player pool, folks, and DraftKings is asleep at the wheel. And you all get to play him. Everybody. He should be in 100% of lineups. Fernando Tatis Jr. is back. And he's $2,000. The bare minimum at shortstop versus Ryan Nelson. Tatis is crushing everything under the sun right now. So go get your Tatis on and have fun. $2,000. DraftKings. Thanks. Thanks for nothing on this one. So play Tatis. Just do it. Don't even think twice. Play Tatis at shortstop for $2,000. All right, recapping your pitch and your playing code of Senga. You're doing your thing at 10-3. And then we're mixing and matching. Wacha, Taillon, weather dependent. You got Nelson, Strom. The more we are going through this, Strom looks like a nice two to pair with Senga. So I'm kind of leaning Senga Strom right now. It sucks. Pitching's bad. Hitting's not great. Like, we have a lot of bad pitchers to target, but the teams aren't like the elite teams. If weather's good in Chicago, I love Chicago versus Grove. San Diego with Tatis back at $2,000 against Ryan Nelson is awesome. I like the Mets versus Manaea. I love Philadelphia. Philadelphia is one of my favorites. Like, Philadelphia and the Cubs would be my two favorites if the Cubs weather is good. But Philly's probably my top play. And then San Diego and the Mets, then dependent on the Chicago weather as well. So it's a mess. It's an ugly five-game slate. And it starts at 6:35 p.m. Eastern, so it starts earlier than usual as well, so be ready for that. And I hope I helped you there, but that was a disastrous slate to preview with you guys. If you have more questions, again, I'm on Twitter, at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K, and I'm in the Gain the Edge Discord for as low as $5 a month. Come join us over there. But I hope you guys have a good Thursday. We'll have a full Friday of action for you, full Friday of action. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 20th edition.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.